latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
The Los Verdes political group of Torrevieja has issued a statement criticising the number of court cases filed against the municipality, which they say highlights the poor state of the municipality under the management of the government team, the result being the taxpayer having to fund substantial compensation for falls and other accidents suffered by individuals in the streets, avenues, parks and public gardens. Most accidents seem to result in the elderly or those with other mobility limitations suffering, and for that reason the group believe that the number of cases filed is only the tip of the iceberg of the amount of damage and injuries suffered due to the complex complaints and claims procedure. Once the option of court is considered, the group believes that many more people are scared off from filing a complaint to compensate them for the damage, both personally and financially, as a result of the deficiencies in the maintenance sector. As legal aid is often difficult to obtain and faced with the risk of losing an expensive case, it's no wonder that many people would be discouraged from taking action, but the group also feel that the number who do and are successful is indicative of the greater problem. The Los Verdes say that they have been denouncing the situation for years, and these accidents often have serious consequences for those affected, which in some cases represents a significant impairment to their health and irreparable injury, disability and even death. Considering the streets of Torrevieja are a worrying death trap for many who use them, the Los Verdes are once again demanding action to rectify faults and bring the city up to a higher standard than current, where the infrastructure is seen as a partly weak part of the city that has seen a mass business closure and vacant premises on every street, which has changed the image of a once thriving seaside town to one of dilapidation and degeneration.